أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As I promised that we will continue or we will speak a little bit more in details about what we discussed in the khutbas, inshallah, so may Allah make it a good habit of studying and trying to understand what Allah wants from us in the way of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows us. So we can implement that and enforce that in our life, then eventually we wouldn't have problems. Because problems, as I say, always come from lack of experience. And lack of experience comes because lack of knowledge. And lack of knowledge comes because, who can say, lack of interest or arrogance. Thank you. We mentioned that last time. Very good. So arrogant or being shy. So as Rasulullah said in the hadith sahih, إنما دواء العلم السؤال. The cure for the ignorance is asking questions. So when you are interested in something, you always ask a question on it. When always you want something really bad, so the more you want it, the more you strive and the more you sacrifice and the more you go for it. But if it does not engage a priority in your life, so it is like on the side. If I am hungry, what would be the thing that I'm thinking? Food. So whatever food comes in front of me, I will eat. Why? Because my purpose is to fulfill my need. But if I am like not this much hungry, I will pick and choose. Right? Oh, this food is this food is that. But a person who is really starving, what is going to happen? His priority is to eat, not to pick and choose. Oh, this is spicy, it's not spicy, it's not, I just want to eat. The example like a person in the desert, and he's so thirsty, he's about to die. And if you bring him water, he's not going to ask you, is this sparkling water, is it filtered water, or is it just drink. Then later on we can discuss. Why I'm mentioning that? Because we have to have a priority. When Shaitan comes to us and try to spoil our way of thinking, or our way, Shaitan the devil, you know, when I say Shaitan is the devil. Or whoever not familiar with the term. So, why he comes and distracts us all the time? Because we don't have priorities. We really don't know our purpose and our goal. When Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, I haven't created jinn and ins but to worship me. That means we just to pray, fast and this, and this is another misconception. That's another misunderstanding. Those are means. Brothers and sisters, these are means. Salah, Siyam, Zakat, Hajj are goal or means? Goal, that's the end. That's final goal. My ultimate goal is to pray. That's it. When I'm praying, I'm done. A lot of people, they say that. It's wrong. That's wrong completely. Right? Why? Because prayer has to do something. Allah said, أُتْلُ مَا أُحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمْ الصلاه صلاه العنكبوت to Prophet Muhammad. Read what has been revealed to you and perform or establish or do the prayers. Why? ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. Salah will forbid you from doing any type of evil or sin. So what is the purpose of salah? It's to affect my behavior. It's affect my behavior. So what is the purpose of qiyam al-layl, al-tarawih, of salah, of jama'ah, of lining one line, of doing it 5 times a day? Purpose. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح, لو أن نهرا ببال أحدكم يغتسل فيه 5 مرات في اليوم أيبقي ذلك من درنه شيء. If there is a river flowing in front of the door of one of you, and he take a dive in this river 5 times a day, is this will leave any impurities or any dirt on his body? Sahaba said, no, Rasulullah, no. It's not, never will happen. It'll be extra clean, shiny all day. So he said, this is the example of salah. Salah is like that. So now what is the purpose of salah? To clean us from the sin? To make us behave in a certain manner. So it's salah. Even subhanAllah in the masjid itself. Yeah, you see, salah, the purpose of salah in general is to tame your desire. Tame, you know, tame? Yeah, you have a, you know, saddle or something. If your desire is a car without a driver, is a horse without saddle, then this salah and this ibadah, worship, we're taking salah as an example, is like that thing which will control, is the driver behind the wheel, which will control you. Come to the masjid for the salah, then you find people raising their voices in the masjid, for example. Just giving you an example from real life. So now these people, I'm telling you, I can tell them just bluntly and straight in their face, you did not know the purpose of your prayer before you come from your home to the masjid. If you do, you wouldn't do that. Because you came for a purpose. If I come for a purpose of, if salah does not change my behavior, I give you the verse and I give you the hadith. Verse of Quran that salah will forbid you from doing an evil, and the hadith that should clean your sin. So now two, only two, there is hundreds. So if the salah does not fulfill this, it is just exercise. A person will go to the gym, will do better than you. Because his body will benefit more than that. He will do things in effect more, you know. Bodybuilder will do better than you in the salah. So what is the purpose of salah? It has to do something. Zakah has to do something. Charity to the people. Have to tame your lust and desire and your love for money. They love the money. So the best time to give charity is when you are needy of the money and when you love it so much. I have food, I love this food so much, I won't eat it. But when a poor person knocks the door, I'm not going to hide it and grab it and put it in the foil, and then after I speak to him, then I will eat it again. No, I'll put, come here, take. Even if I watch him until he finish, and he finish the food, alhamdulillah. He loves the food, because he loves, because he knows this, Allah appreciates that. You know what's going to happen to that person? When he's so in this stage of belief, Allah will give him better than that. Is there a proof in Quran? Yes. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُكُمْ. Whatever you spend, Allah will compensate you for it. Who's saying that? Al-Aziz al-Alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You trust Allah? So you do it? But if you are wishy-washy, okay, I'm not sure, okay, let me give because I'm a Muslim and I should do that. Still you are in the doubt area, you know? Still you've not reached that stage of belief. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr Siddiq, his love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said one time, I was thirst. See, the love also, this is another point which I will discuss. Love also to the purpose you are doing will make you even sacrifice, will get you rest in being tired. You know? You would be comfortable in pain. Opposite, subhanAllah. That's why, you know, test of belief, it does not come the easy way. One time I was in Houston last week, and the way I'm giving a speech in this, someone said, Sheikh, is there any, asking other Sheikh, Sheikh, is there any shortcut to Jannah? Like, you know, you are telling us the importance of believing in Allah and go to Paradise. Is there any short way to do it? I said, it would be very easy. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزلة ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. Whoever fear Allah, he will go fast. أدلج, you know, will run. When you are afraid from someone, what do? You go walk nicely or you run away? You run away. You are afraid from wildfire, you run away from it. So you go and do more deeds, good deeds. And whoever do more good deeds, بلغ المنزلة. He will reach that stage that he will deserve and will be worthy of the forgiveness of Allah, so he will go to paradise. And then Rasulullah made that thing which we put, you know, big headline there. أَلَا إِن سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ قَلِيرٌ. The merchandise of Allah, which is the Jannah, is very expensive. The merchandise of Allah in the paradise. So what should you do? You should make a lot of money so you can purchase it. What is the price? Who can tell me the price through Quran? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ الْجَنَّةَ. Allah purchased the souls and the money and the wealth and the fortune of the believers, and He will give the Jannah in return. That is the deal. So everything in Quran there. You just need to study so you know where is that answer is what. Back to our first point. When you have purpose, you are focused, so you do not waste your time. But when you do not have a purpose, actually are opening the biggest gate for shaitan to come and implant doubt in your heart. And once that doubt is planted in your heart, confusion is going to come. You don't know any more your purpose of existence. You don't know more any purpose of the salah, any purpose of the zakah, any purpose of where you go pilgrimage, any purpose of why you fast, any purpose why you are doing the good deed. You're just doing it before the people doing it, and the shaitan will take over. And that's done. Done deal. So you find a lot of Muslims now, they do not know why they are Muslims. Do you not know that? Because there is no belief. Şeytan took them step by step, as I said in the beginning. Remember? What did the Shaitan say in the Quran? قال فبما أغويتني لا أقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم. I mentioned that. Remember last week? I will be sitting on your straight path for them. Only that? No. ثم لا أتينهم. Then I'll come. من بين أيديهم. In front of them. I'll come. ومن خلفهم. From behind them. وعن أيمنهم. From the right side. وعن شمالهم. From the left side. See that important ending of the verse? ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. He does not say مؤمنين. And you will find most of them, they are not thankful to you. Why is that same mu'minin here? Wala tajidu aksara mu'minin. Because they did not know their purpose. Why they thank if they don't know what they are doing anyways? They don't know. If la tajidu aksara mu'minin means they are not praying, they are not taking zakah, they are not doing. Because there is no belief in the beginning. But they have belief, but they don't know why they believe. They pray, but they don't know why they pray. But if you really know why you pray, you know what? That prayer will change your life. You know what you do? You will thank Allah for the prayer. When you know that this food is the ni'mah of Allah, you say Alhamdulillah, and you know the meaning of it. When you are healthy and you can drive your car and reach safely, you say Alhamdulillah for it. That's shukr for Allah. Challenge. It's not easy. You want the guidance of Allah, and there is someone always behind you, in front of you, beside you. All the time he wants to disturb you to get away from your goal. Our problem now that we do not have the power. See how many steps we got back? We are talking about people who know their goal. So Shaitan will come and try to disturb them and distract them. Their job is specified and focused in fighting the devil. So the battle, there is a battle. But they know that they should go there. Our bigger problem now that we do not know that we have to go there to start with. See the problem? How big is the problem now? That's why we see the tree from above, that the branches and the leaves are getting yellow. Why they are yellow? Let's bring some, you know, these people to color it with green. Let's do that. Let's do this branch. Let's cut a little bit. Let's cut a little bit. And we forget the root. That there is some termites eating the tree. Or the soil, or the land is not fertilized right, or it is not cultivated right, the basic. I am a doctor, someone come to me, and then he's coughing, and he's sneezing, and itchy eyes, and this and that. I say, okay, for your eyes, you go put Vaseline, and for your cough, you go take, repetition, and for this, you take that. I'm not a doctor if I do that. I cannot do this. I have to check and see his pulse and his heartbeat and his fever. Do you have this kind of thing? What kind of symptoms? And all the symptoms at the end will lead to the reason or the cause. I do not treat the symptoms, I treat the disease. Symptoms go. As simple as that. Treat the disease, symptoms go. We focus on the symptoms. By the time we finish the symptoms, we'll find another symptom until the person dies. Because it is working inside, right? So our Muslim communities, our Muslim families, it is like that. We forgot our goal as Muslims in general. We focus on the things that we are different in. You know, I'll tell you something, even among the scholars, among the people of Dawah, among the imams. I'll give you an example. Every year, and I'm not here to discuss it now, every year comes the issue of Hilal, sighting the moon, and it affects people so much. So there is some certain people, head of organization, big organization, I'm talking about this much, but big organization. And in those people, there is a big gap between them and the people of religion. They separated the state from the religion as always it is in our country. So people of religion only to read the prayer and to do this, do that, and we to take care of the other affairs. Wrong. If both, because they forgot their goals, both of them. But if both, they know, we complete each other. You understand in administration and then understand in the deen. Let me be your advisor and you will be my advisor. That will tell you how Allah and Rasulullah say. If we know the goal really, there will be no difference, no fighting. But what did they do? To prove to you and me, the normal people, that those scholars, those sheikhs, they don't get along. You know what they will do? They will only come on the issues of difference and gather them and tell them, give us one fatwa. Of course, they will not give one fatwa. One ruling regarding this, they will not, never do, because they have different schools of thought. But when did they gather them? At the time of difference. Get the point now? So people don't trust those sheikhs anymore. they cannot agree on one thing. But how many times you gathered them for an issue? Only one time, prayer. If you may bring them in a council and say this is the council of Shia, be ready, whenever there is an issue, resolve it for us. So they will, believe me, they will get along. And when that issue of difference comes, they will solve it. You know why? Because their reason is to make it easy for the people and to unite the people. But when you bring someone at the time of difference and say, here you go, fight, and let us see. Of course, they will not come without, they will never come with hikmah out. Hikmah will never come out of them. Wisdom will never come from people who have difference. They have to agree first. So the first thing I want to say is to establish a ground that both of us stand on. We are not in the ocean and you are in one island. Oh, you come here. No, 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 you come here. Oh, you have to come here. My land is better. Oh, yes, you have to come here. I have more fruits and more food. And they will keep discussing, and the people are drowning, you know? People are drowning in the ocean, and they are discussing who goes to who first. If really their purpose is to save those people, it doesn't matter who comes first, let's both jump and get them out, because they know the purpose. Now, I hope that you understand that point. Because instead of Shaitan taking us 10 steps backward, let's fight with him in one step only, at a time. So we know our goal, so Shaitan, okay, we know our goal now. You want to fight? Let's go fight in our aqidah, because this will make us stronger. But if he gets us busy with the silly and trivial things, he's happy. He's laughing. The loudest laughing. But you know when the Muslims agree, and the one say, you are my brother, they will love. So when you love your purpose, back to the story I forgot to complete, story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, when I feel very thirsty, one time I feel very thirsty, and someone bring milk. Me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both of us very thirsty. And that was so thirsty. So he said, فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ الْقَدَحِ فَشَارِبَ حَتَّى ارْتَوَيْتُ. Imagine that level. That I, when the person brings the cup of the milk, so both of us thirsty, I give it to Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet. So he drank until I feel full. He kept drinking until I felt that I'm full. Imagine that degree of love of the Prophet. Subhanallah. And now the Prophet, you listen to that opinion of the Prophet, or the Prophet said, don't do this. And while you are saying it, people shouting at you, you don't complete. See the difference now? This is the respect. He loves the Prophet to that degree. Even we do not have a minimum of respect. When the sayings of the Prophet, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, تقي بن الصبح والله أعلم, said that Imam Shafi'i said, إن صح الحديث فهو مذهبي. You know, Imam Shafi'i have a school of thought. Build on whatever hadith of the sayings of the Prophet came to him. Not all. So he said, whatever I say, it's according to Sunnah. But when you find something I said which does not have the proof, and then you find the proof, you do that. Of course, the tradition of the Prophet, don't take my opinion, take the opinion of the Prophet. And he is smart, Shafi'i is smart in doing that, Imam Shafi'i. Why? Because now his madhab can encompass everyone. Why? Because whatever sahih, whatever correct, you follow, you are following Shafi'i. He is smart. He does not want to lose anyone of his students. So he said, you remember my student, that's my teaching. But whenever you find a teaching, I did not say, but it has a proof by tradition of Prophet Muhammad, follow that. And when you follow that, actually you are following the advice of whom? Shafi'i. So he said, Taqi ibn Suki, that student, he said that, imagine, this would be better than following the Sunnah of the Prophet. When you hear Abu Hurairah said, or Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, or whatever Sahabi said, that Rasulullah said, imagine that the Prophet is in front of you at that moment and he's telling you to do or not to do. What are you going to do? Imagine it, vision it in your mind. If Prophet Muhammad comes in front of you right now and tell you, do this. If the Prophet comes now and in front of you and say, you guys, you do not leave that masjid in 10 days. Wallahi, you will forget all your life. If the Prophet himself stands in front of you, I'm just giving you an example, and he said, you make i'tikaf in this masjid in 10 days. Why you trusted him? You will not even ask him why. Are you going to ask him why? Sam'an wa ta'a, we hear and we obey, ya Rasulullah. Because you know that he will never betray you. He will never tell you something without benefit. What is the difference, guys? We have Sunnah here, who is a chain of narration that the Prophet said it. And still we're discussing.
And still we have doubt? We still have doubt? Rasulullah said, love each other. Rasulullah said, you are like a building to each other. When someone in pain, the other people, they advise each other. Accept the from each other. Love each other. This is your goal. This is your ultimate purpose. When I'm advising you, my point is not my opinion should be better than yours. My point is, I love you for the sake of Allah. I don't want you to go astray, so I'm advising you. And your job is to take me as honest. Do not worry what's my intention. Do not say, oh, he is advising me because such and such. I'm not going to be worried about this. I advise you, and this is the ball is in your field now. You should not always assume the bad about me. Always assume the good. Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, said, لا تظن بأخيك سوءا ما دمت تجد له من الحق مخرجا. You will never assume bad about your brother as long as his words can be interpreted to good. Never. So people can be bad. They can have bad intentions, but it's not your job. Don't worry, I take the advice. Good advice, alhamdulillah, I take it. And when he says it, he means this and this. Why don't take it the good way? If really your purpose is to take advice from your brother and the advice of your brother again. There is a hadith in Sahih about the steps of Shaitan. On the authority of Sabura ibn Abi Fakih, or ibn Abi Fakih. He said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال رسولullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الشيطان قاعد لابن آدم بأطرقه. Shaitan sit on the paths of Ibn Adam, the child of Adam. So any, going anywhere, Shaitan will be leading or distracted. Going bad, Shaitan will be leading. Oh, push, go. Until he finishes, he says, I don't have anything to do to you. I just called you, you came to me. So we go away from him after he lead them to the bad. And if he's going to the good, say, don't go. No. قَعَدْ لِبْنِ آدَمَ لِأَطُرْقِهِ. So he tried him different ways. فَجَاءَهُ مِنْ بَابِ الْإِسْلَامِ. So a person wants to accept Islam, for example. What Shaitan will do? He doesn't want to lose a customer. So he will come to him and say, أَتُسْلِمُ وَتَدَعُ دِينَكَ وَدِينَ أَبَائِكَ وَأَبَائِ أَبِيكَ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, are you going to accept Islam and delete the religion and the belief of your fathers and your forefathers? That simple and that easy? فَعَصَاهُ فَأَسْلَمُ. So that person, what he did? Disobeyed Shaitan and he accepted Islam. Allah loves him, subhanAllah. So if فَجَاءَ لَهُمْ بَابِ الْهِجْرَةِ. He's migrating. Migrating at that time from Mecca to Medina to the state of Islam. Or now migrating from the bad behavior and the state of disbelief to the belief. وَقَالَ أَتُهَاجِرُ وَتَتْرُكُ أَرْضَكَ وَسَمَاءَكَ. You migrate and leave this earth of you and your parents and this heaven that has been covering you for all your life until you became 40 or 50 or whatever. وَإِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْمُهَاجِرِ كَمَثَلِ الْفَرَسِ فِي الطِّوَلِ. The example of the person who leaves his land is like the horse with a long rope. But anyway, the rope is tied. The horse thinks that he can go move around easily, but at the end he is tied. When you are not in your land, you are not free to do whatever. Like when you are in your land. Just theoretically speaking. So now, فَعَصَاهُ فَهَاجِرُ. So he disobeyed and he migrated. فَجَاءَهُ بِالْبَابِ الْجِهَادِ. Striving to سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Go fight. So he told him, أَتُجَاهِدُ وَتُقَاتِلُ فَتُقْتَلُ فَيُقَسَّمُ الْمَالُ وَتُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةِ. You go and fight. So your money will be divided and your wife will get married to someone else. Will marry someone else. See where he comes. Shaitan, very, subhanAllah. So I don't know what to say. He just come to the point that a person at least will hesitate for a while. And that's what he wants. Because you hesitate for a few seconds, world war, come and finish. A few seconds. A few seconds now can destroy one whole country. When you hesitate. فَعَصَهُ فَجَاءَهُ. Disobeyed and Rasulullah giving the example of the good believer who knows his purpose. Shaitan cannot distract him anyway. This is just three examples. So Rasulullah said, فَمَنْ قَاتَلَ فَقُتِلَ فَهُوَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So he will finally go to Jannah. فَوَقَصَتْهُ دَابَّتُهُ فَهُوَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He goes intentionally في سبيل الله. Even he is killed, or his car flipped over, or his ride, kicked him. Because what's his purpose? It's to في سبيل الله, in the cause of Allah. As long as your purpose is to serve the religion of Allah, and you're saying, whatever harm happens to you take the reward of a person who's really doing jihad fi sabilillah. How beautiful is that? Because we know our purpose. There is one thing about it, about the devil in Quran. Allah said, إن كيد الشيطان كان قويا.
سبحان الله.
The kind of Satan, the planning of Satan is always very weak. So if there is a good Muslim, practicing Muslim, the planning of Shaitan will be very weak. So how can you let a very weak person defeat you? How can you feel very weak plan defeat you? That's shame. Shaitan said, "Well, I will order them. A weak person with a weak plan ordering us around." SubhanAllah. والأمر النوم فلا يبتكن أذان الأنعام ولا أمر النوم فلا يغيرون خلق الله. See, I'm coming to my important point. So I will order them around. يبتكن أذان الأنعام. You know what? The old time in Kufar and Mecca, they have cattle, camels especially, and sheep and this. So shirk or association with Allah, Shaitan come to them and said, "You should do something special about it." And they will come with something that means a lot for them. Horses and camels and this kind of they start inventing things. What are those things? He said, any she camel gives birth for male camel. So this will be a way no one can touch it, no one can milk it, no one can ride it for Allah. Batk, that means make some mark on it so no one can touch. Which Allah did not say. Allah gave us this to ride and to eat and to help us. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَارَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِيرًا. So this thing is to ride and to help in the war and this and that. Camels and the sheep and the cattle is to eat from, to use the skin. وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا وَأَوْبَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا أَثَافًا وَمَتَاعًا لَحِيمًا. From the hair and from the skin and from this we do things. We eat, we drink milk, and lucky little for a purpose. Why you make it do another thing? See the drift, you know, drifting the thing. So that's Shaitan what he's doing for us now. Masjid is the house of Allah. Why build the masjid? Why? To worship Allah and to be a Muslim community, to be strong, to be closer to Allah. And we know that this is the house of Allah. But we forget one thing. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. When you build the masjid, you consider it for whom? So do not associate it with anyone else. Do not tell me this masjid belongs to this group. This masjid belongs to that person. This masjid belongs to this. Don't do that. This is what Shaitan will do. As they mark the animals which is created for one reason, they do it for another reason. We are using the houses of Allah not for what it's built for. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. And ويلعب فيها ويذكر فيها اسمه. House of Allah. Allah gave permission so it can be built. Why? يذكر فيها اسمه. يسبح له فيها. There are people who will be praising him. بالغدور والآصال in the morning and the night. Who? رجال. What is the description of those people? لا تلهيهم تجار ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب. أبصار لزنهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزدهم من فضله والله رزقهم إن شاء الله غير حساب. What is the meaning of that? The description of the people who come to the masjid that they are strong.